Hello everybody. I'm Pierre Cancir, and I will speak about the Ardipilot project. It's very famous in the drone world, but it's more than just flying drone, and I will try to show you what we are doing and how we are doing it. Mandatory slides about myself. It seems at first them, so I'm French guy, so I got a strong accent. Not shame about it. I'm a robotic engineer, so I only works with mobile robots, and I mostly works with small companies because that's the ones I got that needs more help. So I works on drone-in-the-box solution, food delivery with drone, inflatable robotics arms, patrol rovers, swarm robotics. And you can see that I start committing some stuff in open source community mostly when I start working, because I'm a lazy guy and it's easier to fix something on open source and release it against all the company I'm working for. So that's convenient to use open source. Ardipilot, so you get some clue in the name. There's Ardi and then and pilot. And so Ardipilot is an autopilot for micro vehicle, non-humanized, so with no people in it, and non-weaponized. We insist on this current time. And so the goal of the project is to help you and give you all the tools necessary to make your robots move on ground, on air, on sea, undersea, whatever you want, with whatever frame you want. So we are open source, it's totally forced, it's free. Open source, everything is online, everything is shared. And we also share all our tools to develop robotic solution to analyze what is happening on your robots. So we take some pride on the project to, be open on everything. Even our discussion are quite open to the community. We want to have your project trusted as we are dealing with flying vehicles. It can be very dangerous quickly. So we spend a lot of time to make the project trustable and reliable and predictable. So you can just load the autopilot into your vehicle and trust that it will fly and go to one position to another without crashing or relatively. And we are quite versatile, and I will show you some picture of why we are versatile and in what sense we are versatile. So we are supporting a lot of different type of robots, and I speak of robots and not drones because we support robots. So if you want to fly, and that's where we start. So multi-copters, so it's pretty famous nowadays. I want to assist on this. We got planes, so traditional planes that